When I came back, my father had a job and he had been in hiding during the deportation. My brother had a job in a factory. My mother and sister, they had also come back from hiding, but they didn't have jobs, obviously. And the Germans knew that people were coming in, but they just turned a blind eye. And when they thought everybody was back, then they started rounding them up. We were in a room which was very crowded. All these people were illegal, they'd all come back. The room was crowded and there were beds, and I actually went onto a bed, just laid on the bed, because people even shared beds in the sense that if they were used during the day, they were used during the day and during the night because there weren't enough for everybody. And they stormed into the room and they took everybody. And I was in bed, and my mother said to the policeman in charge, "She's not well. She's in bed because she's not well." And he said, "That's all right, she can stay." And my mother said to me as they were leaving, she said, "Don't go anywhere. Don't move from here. Just stay. And when father comes home, tell him what happened." And they were kept in that synagogue, which had been bombed and was in a terrible state, and they were surrounded by Ukrainian soldiers with their rifles, and they would shoot in through the windows, sometimes only to amuse themselves. They were there until on the 20th of December 1942. They were marched out at dawn to the local forest called Rakov. And there they were killed in the most horrific way.